Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Here, back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, as usual, while everybody is all happy and fun and, you know, enjoying all the festivities of the holidays, I have to, you know, be the big party pooper. And I, you know, talk about how alcohol is not good for you. Okay, this isn't my fault. It's a headline. And this headline is all over the place, but it came out of Australia. I don't think Americans are ready to say this, especially when we saw how, you know, mean the Raiders fans were at yesterday's game. I guess they were booing Derek Carr. Last thing American medical experts want to do is tick off Americans. But this came out of Australia. And the Australians, they're pretty, pretty cool. Because, like, you know, they're Australians. They're cool. They got Outback Steakhouse. There's no reason to be upset. So in Australia, and again, this is making national news, their health officials say this idea of two drinks a day being safe is what do Australians say? Hogwash. Well, okay, they say BS, okay? And the idea that, okay, if you only drink one drink a day or two drinks a day, it's safe. And what we've been seeing over the last few years is medical experts want to say none of it's safe. Just like what we're dealing with vaping right now. You know, people want to quit smoking, so they want to go to vaping, so they're asking their doctor, is vaping safe? And doctors are like, well, it's safer, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's safe. You know, I mean, you could drive, you know, 200 miles an hour in your car. You may feel safe in your car. You may not, you know, be bouncing around on the road. You may feel safe, but it's still a dangerous act, so to speak. So when it comes to alcohol, and I'm kind of concerned about this, because today is my half birthday. It's not my birthday, but it's my half birthday, because my birthday is June 16. So, you know, I really want to celebrate, you know, my half birthday, because I just do, okay? You know, it just kind of reminds you that maybe when you drink alcohol, the idea that it's good for you needs to be revisited. So basically what happened here is the National Health and Medical Research Council today published their report, their draft report, not draft beer, but draft report, which updated Australia's alcohol guidelines. Now, in America, the CDC has said that as long as a man doesn't drink over two and a woman doesn't drink over one drink, they're probably fine. And by drink, it's a 12-ounce beer, a 5-ounce glass of wine. I don't know how big your goblets are at home, but my guess is they're way bigger than 5 ounces. Okay, 5 ounces is like baby goblet, you know? 8 ounces of malt liquor, or 1.5 of something that's like ounces of like eight, like a shot. Okay? So if a woman has one shot, that's supposed to be her limit that day. In terms of binge drinking, we don't want you drinking more than 4 on one day setting for a woman, 5 for a man. So if it's Super Bowl Sunday, you're going to blast through that easy. So in America, those were our guidelines. In Australia, they're like, no, we don't even like the two drinks. And we definitely don't like you drinking 4 in one shot. Why? Well, because they say drinking above this level increases the risk, while drinking less frequently will reduce your lifetime risk of alcohol-related harm. Okay, so what is the big deal? Why is alcohol so bad? Well, you know, it's not that alcohol per se is a unsafe drink. You could have that drink and most of the time you're fine. It's consistent use, or it's chronic use. And I know there's a lot of cardiologists out there that will say, look, this is good for your heart. because it lowers your LDL or raises your HDL. And I've asked cardiologists to, okay, well, when are they going to, you know, give CDC the memo? You know, when are we going to just tell people to everybody have a drink? And even the cardiologists have kind of stepped back on that. Why? Because somebody out there ends up getting, like, throat cancer, or somebody gets pancreatitis, or somebody gets liver disease, or somebody gets a bad reaction with a medication, or somebody gets an ulcer, and then we have to go back to square one. So alcohol, as you know, it affects a bunch of things, okay? It could affect the stomach lining, could give you ulcers, it could affect the liver. Why? Why does it affect the liver? People say, well, maybe it's because it's an acid. It's a weak acid, and sometimes it could even be a base. I think a White Russian is more basic than something like a tequila sunrise, right? So I guess it depends on your drink. But it's just, you know, the liver wants pure. And the more crap it has to filter, the stronger it has to work. Which also brings up, a lot of people don't just drink straight whiskey, straight scotch. They mix it. They have mixers. So let's say I want an amaretto sour with a splash of soda. The amaretto has calories, the sour, the splash of soda. If you have a tequila sunrise and you add grenadine, that sugar. If you have a rum and coke, there's the rum, there's the coke, that sugar. So now your liver's also dealing with a lot of sugar. Alcohol can also increase your blood pressure. And so with blood pressure rises, your brain doesn't like that. You know, I mean, your brain, again, wants pure, you know, healthy water, basic foods. They don't want to have to deal, brain doesn't have to want to deal with extra chemicals, let alone blood pressure spikes. The heart, same thing, can affect blood pressure spikes. Apparently alcohol could also cause atrial fibrillation, cause abnormal heart rhythms. If you have an abnormal heart rhythm, that can now put you at risk for a stroke, because the heart's not pumping out the blood pretty consistently. It's starting to slosh, and when blood sloshes around, it starts to coagulate, solidify, and now when it does pump, you get a big clot going somewhere. Cancer is a big thing. Alcohol's been connected to cancer and a whole variety of different types of cancer. And we just can't tell you how much. Lung infections, we've talked about birth defects. Yeah, birth defects. I mean, you know, we want to tell pregnant women that it's not a big deal, that they could relax, because the Europeans seem to, you know, be a little bit more liberal with alcohol when they're pregnant. But we can't do that. Why? Because all it takes is one person getting, you know, a birth defect because they said, my doctor said I could drink, and here come the lawsuits. So, you know, you're not going to see a lot of cojones, okay? Doctors aren't going to grow a pair all of a sudden because somebody's going to accuse us of something. So your doctor's going to say, nah, let's just say no alcohol. Or if you do drink alcohol, drink it in moderation. But that's not what people want. People want guidelines. People want a number. They want concrete measurements. So they're like, I had my two drinks, I'm good. Some people, they work that way. But in terms of medicine, the body, maybe those two drinks don't work. So I kind of agree with what the Australians came up with, because I'll never disagree with the Australians because they're like super cool. But, you know that your body, it's different strokes for different folks. For some bodies, alcohol may work. For some, it may not. 1-877-DOT-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I don't know if this person is double dipping or not, but apparently there's a pharmaceutical company behind OxyContin who, as blamed for the U.S. opioid epidemic, is actually a provider of the antidote. And now they're getting, I guess, criticized for trying to double dip and not only making a very highly addictive pharmaceutical, but also the antidote. So the Sackler family owns Purdue, I believe, right? Or is it Mundi Pharma? I need to double check. I thought it was Purdue. And I want to make sure that this report has it right. Yeah, it is Purdue. Okay, it's Purdue Pharma affiliate, Mundy Pharma. And apparently, Purdue has an affiliate that has jumped into markets from Europe to Australia. And what they are doing is getting into the opioid overdose treatment or the antidote business. Because, again, they have a bottom line. They are being sued. Purdue is being sued for millions, if not billions. And they need to, you know, figure out how to stay alive and afloat. So now what they're doing is they're going into the opioid overdose treatment. Apparently, Mundy Pharma's antidote, it's also naloxone, but instead of called Narcan, it's called Nixoid. And it's a naloxone nasal spray. It's been approved in New Zealand, Europe, Australia. And Mundy Pharma defended it as a tool to help those whose lives were at risk. And even experts who criticized the company said antidotes to opioid overdoses were badly needed, which is true. There's not enough of it out there. So when you have so many people overdosing on opioids, should a company such as the one that made opioids be in the antidote business? I'm fine with it, to be honest. I know there's probably some, what's it called when you have a conflict of interest? Yeah. But if we need the medication and you don't have a lot of government labs producing it, then we need to deputize the pharmaceutical companies to make the drug. So this Mundy Pharma is UK-based. It's owned by the Sacklers, according to Fox News, and is selling their naloxone for about $50 a dose, which I don't think is overpriced, considering I don't think it's, considering they're individually packaged, it's, it'd be nice if it was cheaper, but that's not like the EpiPen, which was $600 for two. And how does it work? Well, what it does is it prevents the opioid from taking over the brain, which could cause the respiratory depression. It basically competes with the receptors so that the brain doesn't get sedated undergo the respiratory depression that the opioid causes. And people don't like naloxone because then they don't get the buzz. They don't get the same feeling. In fact, you hear of people waking up out of their high, you know, really upset at the police or at the paramedic who gave them the drug because they, you know, they were feeling good. And this medicine competes with the brain receptors, I believe it's the mu receptors, and allows then the brain to be able to then go back to normal function. The thing is, and when we talked to Dr. Chris Johnson, ER doc, before on the show, he said you got to be careful because sometimes you need to give a second dose, even a third, because if there's so much opioid in the system, once that naloxone wears off, the opioid goes right back to the brain. So the Sacklers family owns Purdue Pharma. I believe it gets an estimated annual revenue of $3 billion. And so there's affiliates and sister companies, etc. And Mundy Pharma is now kind of in charge of naloxone or Nixoid in Europe. So people are starting to scratch their head going, wait a second here. You know, is there a conflict of interest? Apparently in Asia, there's a program through the UN where it's about $1 per kit. So when companies have to provide it to certain countries very cheap, those who can pay for it are going to pay. Now, how much is OxyContin or Purdue responsible for our opioid epidemic? And this is why I am for, and I will support them, making the naloxone, as long as their price doesn't rape everybody. Because the average person that's overdosing isn't overdosing on OxyContin. They're overdosing on heroin and fentanyl. And so if you have a lot of heroin users out there and fentanyl users, we need the naloxone. I mean, you could stand on principle and go, well, we don't like Purdue and, you know, we think Purdue caused this and all that. We have a crisis and we need to fix it. Okay, I mean, we need to get stuff done. Now, there were 17,000 recorded deaths in 2017. We don't have 2018 numbers or 2019 numbers. That was a 395% increase. And the Sacklers Purdue Pharma is currently facing 2,600 lawsuits implicating OxyContin in users' deaths. Now, we have had patients who died from OxyContin. They did use the OxyContin and they did die from it. It's a very, very powerful form of oxycodone. Again, people are blaming the pharmaceutical company. Do we blame the alcohol companies for people dying of alcohol-related deaths? We just talked about alcohol and how alcohol can affect a whole variety of bodily functions. Do we sue the makers of Jack Daniels? Well, no, we don't. That would be preposterous. But Purdue is facing 2,600 lawsuits. And states keep jumping on board. It did apply for bankruptcy status after approaching a settlement worth $12 billion. Experts are mad that the Sacklers could be profiting from naloxone. And I get that. It does kind of seem a little creepy, you know, that if their drug did cause opioid deaths, why are they being allowed to, you know, sell something else? And, you know, but we need it, And a $50 crack antidote is going to need to be cheaper if we need our police force to have it and our paramedics to have it. But I just don't know how these companies, if you want them to make more, are going to do it for less. So what is happening now with the opioid crisis? Well, we're not getting a lot of news on that. You know, we keep getting thrown the numbers from 2017. We don't really have a lot of numbers for 2018. They had said that it started to level off, but people were still dying. And people may continue. The numbers may still go up if, again, they're using heroin and fentanyl and we aren't preventing that from getting into the country. Or if we aren't giving people the resources they need to help overcome their addiction. If we don't have enough rehab specialists or rehab centers out there, we're going to still continue to see people suffer. What we have seen, however, is a big epidemic of people in pain, people not being able to get a pain medication. Now, some people, they don't mind that. They look at it as like, you know what, people will cope. Pain is subjective. They think they need a narcotic. They really don't. They could use anti-inflammatories. Well, I need to caution you guys. We've got to be careful. I had a patient over the weekend taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen for her pain. Doesn't ask for a narcotic. Is scared of narcotics because of the news. Doctor won't write narcotics. So she continually asked for 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. Well, you guys know what 800 milligrams of ibuprofen could do. All right? Yes, it could help with pain. But Lord, it can eat up your stomach, cause GI bleed, cause kidney issues, cause heart failure. So we're seeing a huge rise in anti-inflammatories again. That was one of the reasons why people like me wrote narcotics. The kidney doctors were telling us to stop writing all these anti-inflammatories like Motrin, Naproxen, Aleve, the COX-2, Celebrex. They go, you know, you're killing these people's kidneys. Stop it with the anti-inflammatories. I'm like, but we have all these people with arthritis. We have all these people in pain. What are we supposed to do? They go, well, you know, you can't. If this person's stage 3 kidney disease, you can't give them anti-inflammatories. So I had to do something for the pain, so I would give some Lortab. Some. That's the key word, some. And then if the person's needed a refill, I'd say, you know what, if you're having knee arthritis or back arthritis, go to the knee doctor, go to the back doctor. They could do injections, they could do therapy. But what nobody's talking about is we're now having a huge push of people going back to anti-inflammatories. And I think Motrin 800 is a fantastic painkiller, but it can only do so much. So, we need more antidotes. And I think all families should have antidotes. And we need other forms of ways to treat pain. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A big winter storm that slammed Southern California is on its way to the plains and upper Midwest. The storm closed Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles on Christmas Day and part of I-15 between Southern California and Las Vegas for a time on Thursday. This traveler on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News,
30 years I've lived in the high desert, I've never been stuck. Never. This is bad. This is horrible.
Forecasters believe the storm could dump up to a foot of snow on the southern Rockies and create a mix of ice, sleet, and snow across Colorado, Nebraska, and Kansas. The FDA has officially raised the legal age to buy tobacco products in the United States from 18 to 21. The move applies to all tobacco products, e-cigarettes, and vaping cartridges. This was all part of President Trump's spending package on a bill he signed last week. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
D-O-A-L-I. You know, I don't mind, you know, Top Gun and all these movies coming back. Apparently there's a Top Gun Maverick trailer. I haven't seen it yet, but apparently there's another Top Gun coming out. It's a sequel to the 1986 classic. It premieres in 2020. You will see Tom Cruise, I believe, return to the skies, except younger. I'm not sure. I thought Tom Cruise is supposed to be in there. But you will see John Hamm, Miles Teller, Glenn Powell, Monica Barbaro and Jennifer Connelly in the movie. And I look at this trailer here, and I think it's nice where you have a newer generation of pilots and all that, and, you know, but I'm noticing that we're kind of getting taken when it comes to movies and things. You know, I kind of gave you guys the review of Mandalorian last week, and Star Wars comes out this week, this Thursday night. I'm going to go. I think my son was able to get tickets, so I'm going to go. And I'll tell you guys how it is. But I'm a little frustrated because we used to be a very tough customer. You know, if you were going to give us a movie and you were going to make us pay, then you better put a lot into it. Like, for example, back in the 30s, was it 39 or 37? You had Gone with the Wind and you had Wizard of Oz. And those movies were epic. They were long. They had color. I mean, they had to really bust their butt to get your attention and get your dollars. And I find it just a little bit of cheating when you see somebody go and do a remake. Like Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters was a fantastic movie. But then make another new fantastic movie. Instead of like, no, what we'll do is we'll have all everybody women. And I saw it was okay. It wasn't that good. I see in Hollywood a lot of thrown together type stuff. I just finished seeing The Irishman. For any of you that haven't seen The Irishman, I would say to see it. I think they overdid it. I don't think it had to be 3.5 hours long. I think De Niro, Pesci, oh my gosh, who played The Godfather? Al Pacino. I think they all did fantastic jobs. I think they all need Oscars. Did it have to be 3.5 hours? No. But the reason why I like that movie is because it does go into history. It does go into a true story. And I love history made alive because a lot of people forget. Like, they don't know who Jimmy Hoffa is. They don't. I mean, younger people don't. We do. Younger people are like, who? You know, and so I love bringing that history back so people can see it. So I'm for that. You know, I mean, if you're going to cheat and take a story that's been done, at least make it a real story. I'm very interested in this movie, 1917. I don't know if the movie 1917 is supposed to be a kind of a remake of Gallipoli or not. But again, if it's history, I'll give you a pass. But, you know, redoing Top Gun, I think it's just kind of a sucker's, you know, I mean, it's, yeah, I get we're bored and they have to compete with Netflix and Disney Plus and all that. But, you know, I don't know. So when I heard we have a Top Gun remake, and I think they're remaking, God, there's a lot of movies, Mulan, they're going to remake and adapt and things like that. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. I think we are really ready for some new groundbreaking stuff. You know, the year 2000s, well, in the 90s, it was all about kind of the Jerry Springer, Oprah, more, it started to get more reality, you know, but there was still this, you know, people wanting to be on TV and sensationalism. Then in the year 2000s, you had like the, you had the America's Got Talent, you got American Idol, you started to have more of the, you know, talent shows, which I like because it just kind of brought the pendulum back to being a little bit more cleaner. But then reality TV started to come into play where, you know what, let's watch somebody do moonshine or let's watch somebody in a pawn shop. Let's see this. And reality TV got really, really cool until people realized it might not really be reality TV. There might be a lot of setting up. And then people got bored with that. And then somebody put some time and effort into a show like Sopranos or into a show like Game of Thrones. And they were like, okay, wait a second. This is a good series. And these are kind of like soap operas, but they're not like soap operas. They're actually, you know, guys can like them. And so then we start to see some really, The Crown, we start to see some heavy-duty shows that had to be really well done. This Is Us, I've only seen one season of it, but the writers, pretty damn good. Somebody put some effort into it. Sitcoms were big in the 90s and the 80s and the 70s. If you don't make it funny, if you don't make us laugh, I mean, Modern Family did good, but there's a lot of them out there where, you know, if the jokes are still the same, not going to work. So I would just, if I could give any advice to, you know, Hollywood, you know, you got a tough act to follow now with Netflix. And, you know, the only way you're going to, you know, be successful is if you come up with something that hasn't been done and you have to wait for people to fatigue on these series. And I'm starting to see that. I'm starting to see people go, I don't want to start with another series. You know, it was so exhausting to watch Game of Thrones. It was so exhausting to be able to catch up on Breaking Bad. You know how it took me, I don't know how long it took me to catch up on Breaking Bad, but I was trying to race before some spoiler would be out there. That's a lot of work. So I think there's going to be newer forms of entertainment, but, you know, we'll see what happens with this Top Gun thing. I'm a fan of Top Gun. It's just, I think, very a D in creativity. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So two apples a day may keep the heart disease away. Wait a second. There's supposed to be an apple a day. Well, now they're saying two apples a day. All right, fine. So you got to eat two full apples. So the popular fruit, as you know, has a lot of antioxidants. It also has a lot of fiber. Well, you need fiber for cardiovascular health. You need fiber to lose weight. And a team of scientists from the University of Reading looked at 40 volunteers, 22 of which were asked to consume two apples a day for 8 weeks. And when these people did chew on two apples a day, they lowered their bad cholesterol by 4% more than the controls. Now, some people say, well, 4%, that's not enough to get people off their cholesterol medication. But it's pretty significant that we have something right there on our kitchen table that nobody touches and they drop on the ground and bruise that could actually help your heart. Apples are pretty popular. They are 12.5% of all fruits consumed, according to scientists in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. And antioxidants called polyphenols seem to help prevent blood clots, ward off inflammation, as well as raise good cholesterol. And good cholesterol helps remove the bad kind from the bloodstream. Good cholesterol, the HDL, is kind of like the sanitation department, where when the liver makes the bad cholesterol, because, you know, cells do need cholesterol, okay, even the bad, cholesterol goes out there. Whatever cholesterol is not used or not needed, the HDL is supposed to pick it up and bring it back to the liver to get destroyed. If you don't have enough HDL, LDL sits there and just kind of clutters up the street or the vessels. So we don't want bad cholesterol because then it clogs up the vessels, narrowing them, causing clots, etc. Now, they say apple's fiber is namely pectin, and pectin can also affect the breakdown of fat and sugar. So we might even be able to increase our metabolism. You know, we'll poop better. So, you know, eating two apples a day, you got to watch the sugar, especially if you have diabetes or anything like that. But apples, you know, might not be a bad thing. You know, you're going to see a lot of health-type stories coming up in January. You don't want to hear about it now because we're trying to enjoy the holidays. But you're going to see a lot of health stories, and they're going to bring up nuts and fruit and vegetables and all that. So you don't get depressed, because I always get depressed beginning of the year. Not depression, depression, but like, oh, gosh, I don't want to hear about eating healthy. You feel guilty. So what you guys might want to do is before we get there and everybody blasts you with what you should be doing, maybe already start eating some nuts, eating some more fruits and vegetables a day. Start doing your New Year's resolutions now so you don't have to feel bad. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
We are back on the Dr. Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So illegal immigrants are now going to be able to get driver's licenses in New York after a legal challenge fails. This will be the 13th state to allow the practice. Many say it's unconstitutional, but the green light law has been signed by Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo earlier this year. It allows for anyone to apply for a driver's license, regardless of immigration status, and does not require a Social Security number. Illegal immigrants can use a combination of documents that include a valid passport from a foreign country, a valid foreign driver's license, as long as it has been expired for less than 2 years. New York Immigration Coalition Executive Director Steve Choi said in a statement that this is going to make roads safer and the economy stronger. He said after waiting 18 years to have the right to drive restored, thanks to our legislator, New York now officially joined 12 other states in making driver's licenses legally available to all residents. They say this is a major step forward for all New Yorkers as we keep building New York to live up to its full potential of equity, opportunity, and justice. That's according to State Senator Luis Sepulveda, a Democrat from Bronx. We also look forward to significant economic and safety benefits the law will bring to communities across our state. Now, apparently this controversial measure did face multiple lawsuits. I'd love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Erie County Clerk Michael Kearns, his lawsuit was dismissed last month. He argued that the measure violated federal law and would make New Yorkers less safe. He says, quote, my concern is that after 9/11, New York State put a prohibition on illegals having driver's licenses, and now with Real ID in 2005, after we were attacked there, will be a gap from today to October 1 that anyone who is here illegally can get into a federal building and can fly on our airplanes and cross our border, he says. According to the Wall Street Journal, the latest challenge by County Clerk Frank Marola was dismissed after a judge ruled that he had not demonstrated a cognizable injury. The judge warned, however, that the ruling shouldn't be read as an affirmation that the law is illegal. So, apparently the Associated Press cited an estimate by the Fiscal Policy Institute that approximately 265,000 illegal immigrants in New York will get driver's licenses in the next 3 years, with more than half from New York City. The Department of Motor Vehicles has been providing training and devices that can authenticate documents. Some clerks have warned that they are still not prepared for what may happen if the law goes into effect. They have only received an hour-long webinar. One wrote, I am now going to have to accept a report card from a foreign country and a foreign passport as authenticated documents. I myself, as the clerk, am going to have to do that. We used to rely on a third party, the federal government, to do that, so they have diminished the New York driver's license, and we are very concerned for our safety and security because Western New York is a border to Canada. Now, not that anybody's really afraid of Canadians. Canadians are cool, but still. So, here's where I'm a little confused about. Okay. So, in order to drive on our streets, you need a driver's license. But the driver's license wasn't original. The whole purpose of the driver's license was originally, and still is, but if we look back to what the driver's license is supposed to be for, you have a kid that wants to drive. In order for you to drive, you need to prove competency. You need to prove you can operate a vehicle safely. So you take a test. Doesn't matter if it's in a foreign language or whatever, but you take a test. You have to be able to understand American signs. You have to be able to read the hazard signs. So you have to have some competency in our language. Because sometimes if transportation department can't go out and put certain cones or whatever, now there's going to be these billboards. And these billboards will have instructions most of the time in English or Spanish. So if you are going to drive in America, you need to understand the rules. When me and the family went to Europe, and we were driving around Austria and Germany and Holland. Luckily in Amsterdam there's English. But, you know, there were some signs. We kind of had to learn what some of the signs meant. When you're in Mexico, if you want to turn left, you get into the right lane. You get into the right lane to turn left. I guess they stop all the traffic and then they allow you to go in front of, yeah, so I'm not really sure how that works, but it does. So you need to, if you are going to drive around a foreign country, learn the laws. So I believe there should be some competency and a test based on that. Okay, but the driver's license was for, you got a kid, they want to be out there on the roads. That could cause harm to others. He needs to pass a test. He passes the test, you can let him go. Okay? But then we start to use driver's licenses as our form of ID. If you want to get an apartment, if you want to get a job, if you want to teach, if you want to get a medical license or whatever, your driver's license, because you need to show proof of ID and go through such a rigorous process, that driver's license then basically also doubled as a pretty good solid form of ID. You're a citizen. You are allowed to be in the United States. So then if you go to a voting booth and you have a driver's license, they don't have to double and triple and cross-check. If you got a driver's license, you're good. Well, then things start to change. And a valid driver's license doesn't seem to have to do much with driving, doesn't have to do much with your U.S. citizenship or your legality for being here. Now it's just, it's an ID. It's an ID that is official, looks official, and if you have one of those, you should still be able to kind of do what you need to. And so the driver's license started to become diluted on how important it is. And so now you can just go to a polling booth if you have one. You could be illegal, you could be a felon, you could be whatever. If you have a license and you go, and in fact, they're not even asking for it anymore. I went to a voting booth. I'm like, okay, let me get my ID. She goes, well, we don't need it. Who are you? I mean, I gave her my real name, but I could have said Mary Smith or Joe Smith or whatever. And I would have been able to go in and vote. So where I get concerned then is, okay, if you want illegal immigrants to be able to drive on our streets and be able to rent an apartment and all that, then we need a new form of ID when it comes to being able to legally vote. Or if you pay taxes and you contribute to society, you should be able to vote here. Okay? If you didn't do anything illegal, to the degree that, you know, you belong here, you should be able to vote in our elections. But if you, you know, snuck across the border and didn't go through the proper channels, should you have a right to vote, get a job? Should you be able to compete with our jobs? You see? And having a driver's license basically just makes that whole subject moot. And I don't know if I agree with that. Now, again, if everybody had jobs and everybody had health care, yeah, open the borders, let's help as many people as we can. But we have tons of homeless people out there. We have homeless veterans. We have people that can't afford to put food on their table, and they're losing jobs to illegal immigrants. That's a problem. So, this really isn't about driving. It's about being able to now use that as an ID to do what other citizens can do. And that's where the criticism lies. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Homosexuality in the animal kingdom, apparently it's more prevalent. How does that help us evolutionary? Don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.